The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Quite a scene in West Michigan yesterday as one of Michigan's five Republican gubernatorial candidates was arrested by the FBI. Charges related to January 6th, Ryan Kelly was then released after a hearing. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about this and what this might mean to his campaign from the Detroit Free Press, Paul Egan. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
How did this all come down? And one thing that a lot of people have been pointing at is, gee, last night was the night that the January 6th committee had their first congressional hearing. They did it in prime time. Was the timing related in any way?
It's an interesting question. I mean, the feds have basically been arresting people on almost a daily basis mm-hmm. related to what happened on January 6th. So, and it's not like Kelly's arrest was featured in the hearings last night. So,
right.
You know, there's no real clear connection, but I think it's something that will raise questions and already has among some of Kelly's supporters, you know, was this an awful heavy-handed approach for some misdemeanor counts as well to actually have the FBI raid his home and arrest him, you know, in front of his family. But the Justice Department has been treating this entire case very seriously, and they've been making arrests around the country in manners not dissimilar to what happened yesterday here in Michigan.
The way they were able to track him down was interesting too, and it was basically, I think, based on photographic and video evidence, right?
Yes, and also they received a number of tips from informants, you know, people calling in to say, you know, he was there sharing photographs with them. One of the interesting things is what he was wearing, which was basically a black cap and black clothing, was very similar to what he'd worn at public demonstrations in Michigan, in one case where he actually was wearing a name tag. So they go through, there's an affidavit from an FBI special agent that goes through in quite a bit of detail how they established, at least in their minds, that this was actually Ryan Kelly, the person that they're charging, including, you know, images of still photographs, some of them from videos of the riot at the Capitol. And again, this is very similar. I've seen a lot of these cases for people charged in the riot around the country, and the affidavits are pretty similar in that way. They'll quote comments that the defendant made on social media, and they'll link to photographs and why and how they've identified that as the person that they've charged.
At a time not very long ago, federal charges against a candidate would be, a mark against. But among his supporters, this may actually be a badge of honor. What's this going to do, do you suppose, Paul, to his campaign?
Well, bizarrely, you're absolutely right. I mean, it seems like everything is kind of upside down in politics generally and Michigan politics specifically right now. But you know, there were five candidates left after five candidates got disqualified. Ryan Kelly was not seen as one of the top tier candidates among those five. This has significantly improved his name recognition. It's a type of charge that, you know, he's running to the right of a group of candidates that are already right. So it sort of appeals to his base of candidates within the Republican Party. And lastly, and this may be more of a long shot, but former President Trump has spoken about how the defendants in the January 6th case are being treated unfairly, and that if he runs and is elected again, he'll make sure they're treated fairly. You know, there's a possibility that this brings Kelly to his attention and could potentially at least increase the chances of Ryan Kelly getting an endorsement from former President Trump, which many analysts believe could be decisive in this Republican primary race.
It certainly makes for an interesting gubernatorial election, doesn't it?
There's nothing. Sometimes you think there's nothing new under the sun, but Michigan politics will surprise you on that.
Oh, absolutely. This year in particular. Paul, appreciate your reporting, and thanks for giving us a few minutes today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.